Okay, we left off discussing the Baram Tosfos Testament Aleph, where the Gemara describes the case of Shivchoso Shomatzik Echod V'Rimon. There was a miscarriage, the Vlad is an Abor, and of all people, the Kohen is the one who is summoned to determine whether this is a Zachar or whether it's an Ekev. So Rashi and Tosfos point out both that this is so problematic, because after all, this is a Nefel, and the Kohen is not Metame for a Nefel, and this is a Shivcha, and the Kohen is not metame for cases of Yishivcha. How could that possibly occur? Maybe you'll tell me the following, that it wasn't the Vlad of the Shivcha, it was a Vlad of a woman who is a Karov to the Kohen. So Tosa says even that is not going to help us, because the Chiddush, that this was not Litzorah Chameis, and a very great Chiddush now, that the Kohen is metame the Krovim only Litzorah Chameis, only if it's considered to be Litzorah. So that we started to discuss, is that so obviously true? If you're dealing, for example, with a case of a meis mitzvah, by definition, by essence, that means that there is indeed a tzorech. If there was not a tzorech hameis, it would not be a meis mitzvah. But is it true to argue what's true of meis mitzvah is also true when it comes to the case of tumas kohanim for the purpose of krovim? So we started to discuss a very fundamental machlokes. That's sugyan brachas and daf yutes amud beis, kavod habrios, where the Gemara tells us, fascinating chidushim, Kvod HaBrios is doche, typically Isurei Drabanan. That sugya, not for us right now, is critical with the relationship of Isurei Drabanan and the Isser of Los Osir. The Isser of Los Osir. That's where the Gemara spells that out, no? In Brachos and Daf, your testament days, that Isurei Drabanan are under the heading of Los Osir. And that is the major theme of the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos in Shoresh Rishon. How tight indeed is that relationship? But clearly, it is Doche Yisuri Drabanan. What about when it comes to Yisuri Daraisa? Typically not. And the Gemara cites the example of Shatnez. As pressing as the situation is, we're not going to allow a person to maintain his human dignity if it means violating the Lav Daraisa of Shatnez. The Gemara tells us that's because it's Bekum Vesei. If this would be B'Shev Haltasa, for example, a case of Meis Mitzvah, as a result of giving my attention to the Meis Mitzvah, I can no longer offer the Korban Pesach, then Kvod HaBrios would be Doche. Oh, surprising, a Din D'Oraisa. No, that is considered to be Shev Haltasa. That Gemara is critical for another reason as well, because the Gemara says failure to offer a Korban is called Shev Haltasa, even though it's a Korban Pesach with Nisar Kares. But wearing shatnez is considered to be kumvese. Okay, very, very mustaber. Wearing shatnez as opposed to failure to. We've often discussed too the sugyan of Amos and Daf Tzadim Beis, where the Gemara says another difference in Sheval Tas and kumvese, and that is yesh koch biacha chamim lakor davar min haTorah. When it comes to Sheval Tas, that is a broader authority that chachamim have. Do not blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Do not be no tel dalet minim. What about bekum vesei? Very limited. Not impossible, but very limited. That is mamish ahura shal lemigdar milsa. Eliyahu bahar karmel. No? Offered a korban outside of Beis HaMikdash. That was astounding. That was mamish bekum vesei. That was ahura shal. Fascinating, even today is in Tosus. Eliyahu Navi's allowance to do that. I'll phrase it this way. Was that the Torah's Eliyahu HaNavi, or was that the Torah's Tishbe Yataritz? No? Was that the Torah's Chacham, or the Torah's Navi? Was it Ruach HaKodesh, that Eliyahu HaNavi was told that this is appropriate to do? Or no, a Chacham could do something as well. A Chacham could do something as well. You know, Ein Navi Rishai V'Chadesh Davar. The answer is, L'migra Milsa, it's not called a Chiddush Davar. It's not called a Chiddush Davar. To say there's no such mitzvah in the Torah, that's a Chiddush Davar. To say in an extreme situation you can be Dolchi Yisurim, maybe that's not called a Chiddush Davar at all. Or no, this was all B'Torah's Chacham. A Chacham has a right, Mamish, B'kum V'Esei, but very limited applications. So what's the example of Sheval Tasa? Stunning. Now, wearing a Beged Adal Kamfos without tzitzis. That's Sheval Tasa. Wearing a beged of dal kamfos without tzitzis. That's the Gemara's case. Sadin b'tzitzis. There was a fear that, you know what, if you have a linen garment, you may end up inappropriately violating the isser of shatnez, attempting to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the Chacham made such a gzera, you know what, that don't put any tzitzis on a linen garment. Don't put any tzitzis on a linen garment. Wow, you know. The Rosh writes in the Tshuvas, he was so surprised because he saw people were wearing tzitzis and linen garments. You know, they had linen garments, linen tzitzis. He was very surprised. The Gemara says, no. That's like a fascinating deal, right? When you assume, yesh koch, ein koch, is it a low plug? Is it not a low plug? Because the Rush writes, you know, the fear of the Gemara about shatnez didn't exist in his time because people didn't think they had cheles and the like. No one was violating shatnez, but makom tzitzis, and therefore maybe you should put tzitzis on. A fascinating issue, but for our purpose, the Gemara calls wearing a garment without tzitzis, shev al tasa. That's Tosus is kasha, the top Tosus of the Seidim Abeis. Why is wearing a beggar of klaim kumvese? And why is wearing a beggar without tzitzis? Why is that called shev al tasa? So I would have probably said a very simple answer. And you know what? Whenever you have a simple answer and Tosus doesn't say that, you know, that's your avoda. Why in the world? Why didn't Tosus say such a thing? No? What do you mean? That shatnez is a lav daraisa? A lav daraisa? That you're violating a lav, but kumvese? And when it comes to tzitzis is a mitzvah sasei. And why are you guilty? Failure to fulfill a mitzvah. So I would say failure to perform mitzvah sasei is called shev al tasa. And actively violating a lav daraisa is called kumvese. So you know what? It's kind of stunning. You can think about it. We can talk about it privately. No. Why Tosus doesn't say this? Tosus writes such a chiddush. We discussed this about Bidna, no? Bidna. Tosus says, you know what, I'm going to tell you something really threading a needle. That shatnez is an isser levisha, but tzitzis is asher techasa bakvar. Donning the beged is the isser of shatnez. Wearing the beged is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Wearing the beged once it's worn, oh, that's called sheva tasa. Donning the beged, that's called kumvese. Well, in Tosus now it's akasha, but you know, on a talis gadol they make a bracha of lihisatev. That sounds like the maisa levisha is the mitzvah, not just simply the subsequent wearing, the wearing of. Remember, we discussed that because esed ochalosa se requires v'idna, and the whole source is tzitzis and shatnez, and Tosus assumes, you know, what do you mean? You vayit this or shatnez now, and you only fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis subsequently. You know what apparently you see according to Tosus? Maybe that's called v'idna. That's a piskei Tosus and zvachim. Remember, right? You did your chazara, os... Samaftes, right? No Samaftes. That's the piskiatosis. That's called the idna. Even though, you know what, maybe it's a split second apart, but you know, that's called the idna. That's like a fascinating deal that Tosus has. Oh, so Rashi is bothered by the studying kasha. A Yisrael, who's metami from a smitzvah, who cannot perform a mitzvah, I'll call that sheva tasa. But a kohen who's metami from a smitzvah, that's sheva tasa. Forget about any mitzvah. That's a lav darais of tumas konim, that you're violating the kumvese. So how can the Gemara say that, you know what, kvod habrios, including kfuras hameis, is only mutter b'shev al tasa? That's not true when it comes to a kohen, that's not true when it comes to a nazir. Oh, so Rashi writes, it's bamshel, no? And that was, what do you mean? Kishenechtav lo sase de tuma, lo almeis mitzvah nechtav. There's no iser. We're mechatesi. Kishem shlo nechtav ala krovim. Wow. So Rashi's sheet is an extreme. This we pointed out yesterday, beyond Hutra, there is no Isser. Wow. There is no Isser. And there's no Isser in the place of Meis Mitzvah, and there's no Isser when it comes to Krovim. Why does Rashi say there's no Isser in Meis Mitzvah, just like there's no Isser in Krovim? Because Krovim is much more simple. Well, Krovim is much more simple. That's a pasuk. Right? Ki'im. How would I express that there's no Isser under this circumstance? Well, I would formulate a lav, l'nefesh lo yetum abamav, the beginning of the Shabbos is Parsha, and I would tell you, but realize, ki'im l'sher karov, the lav does not apply to this condition. Yeah, that's Krovim. The great, great Kiddush of Rashi is what's true of Krovim is true of Meis Mitzvah, and that's what Tosus disagrees. But Tosus Dermaskim, Sheva Tasa writes, you know what? Krovim, I understand. Meis Mitzvah is a drasha. And Meis Mitzvah is different than Krovim. A Nazir is Metame for one and not the other. No, completely different Hagdara. So what right do you have to say that, well, if it's true of Krovim, it's also true when it comes to Meis Mitzvah? So Tosa says, you know what, I'll agree to you in Krovim. That I understand. That's a built-in exclusion. But Meis Mitzvah is a built-in exclusion? Why would you say it's a built-in exclusion? No, like that's a heavy issue. Poshab Shat, you would say it's a built-in exclusion when it's true by essence, by definition. You know, maybe I'll tell you the following. I would say as a Muskal Rishon, if you ask me that how do we allow Kalim and Tzitzis, and how do we allow Kalim and Big Day Kuna, As a starting point, I will tell you those are two different shatnas. No? Big day kahuna? You can't have big day kahuna without shatnas. If you try to make big day kahuna without shatnas, it's not big day kahuna. No? Like, what kind of question is that? Tzitzis. You have a wool garment and wool tzitzis and tcheles, you're good to go. There could be a scenario where it's a problem, where the garment is linen and tcheles has to be wool. Okay, so, you know, that's an override. That's an override. But big day kun is an override. You know, that's like what the Ravid screams, no? The Rambam in the very end of Hilchus Klaim seems to treat shatnez and big day kun, perek yod halach alamed beis, as duchuya. And the Rambam writes that, you know what, the Kohen has to be so careful. He can only wear a big day kahuna b'shas avoda. And if he dares wear the big day kahuna shalo b'shas avoda, he gets malchus deraisa for shatnez. And the Ravid writes that, what do you mean? What do you mean? Big day kahuna is not shatnez. I can agree when it comes to klaim and tzitzis. But big day kahuna is not shatnez. Tosa says to Menachos Daf Mem, the whole issue. If there is no mitzvah of tzitzis, can you wear this? I have a linen garment with wool tzitzis. But there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. There's no mitzvah. Why is there no mitzvah of tzitzis? Tosfos says three examples. No? Either because it's night, and there's no mitzvah of tzitzis at night. Or the garment's not yours. It's not ksuscha. It's a borrowed garment. Or Tosfos says it's a woman who's exempt from the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's a zman grama. Are they allowed to wear these garments? Or do I have to, you know, look at the clock and say, oh, Shki is coming, take off the tzitzis. Because the mitzvah is doch, and the Rambam writes that there's no mitzvah tzitzis balayla. Unlike the Rush, the Ksus Yom balayla is chayiv in tzitzis. This is not my garment, this is a borrowed garment. So if it's a borrowed garment, lo and behold, you know what, that it has shatnez, it's a linen garment with wool tzitzis. That's the Tosus and Menachos and Daf Mem. Surprisingly, Tosus writes that maybe all three cases are mutter. You know what all three cases mutter means? I would say hutra. No? Hutra. You know what's so difficult? No? Klaim and tzitzis is the source of esed ochalos haseh. No? It's the source of esed ochalos haseh, which is not hutra. And yet, klaim and tzitzis, Rabbi Natam writes, is mutter even without the kima mitzvah. Things to think about. No? How exactly does that work? Okay. So Rashi Shita, what's true of Krovim is true of Meis Mitzvah, and Tosus is Shita, not true. And all of a sudden you come across the Rambam Shita, where the Rambam seems to argue to an extreme that it's not even true of Krovim. It's not even true of Krovim. Even Krovim is only Duchliyihi, v'lo Hutra l'kol. That's a stunning Shita. That requires Biur. Why would that be true? What more do you want the Torah to say? What more do you want the Torah to say? So in order to answer this question, we started to discuss the following. Is there, right, a commonality or a very fundamental difference between Meis Mitzvah and Krovim? Meis Mitzvah is a classic model that a person can go ahead and a Nazir can mitami himself, a Kohen can mitami himself for the purpose of a Tzorach HaMeis. You know, our Tosfos, pretty close. Tosfos is assuming just like that's obvious in Meis Mitzvah. Our Tosfos is Machadish, that's true when it comes to Krovim as well. The allowance for a Kohen who's a Kara to be Metame is that it's Letzorech HaMeis. It's Letzorech HaMeis. And if I ask, where do you see that that's true? I say, well, isn't that so clear in Meis Mitzvah? What's true of Meis Mitzvah is true when it comes to Krovim as well. It's almost as though that, you know what, if there's no one, no next of kin to take care of the Kfor, everyone has to do so. But if there is a next of kin, that's his Achrayus. And the Matir, so to speak, when it comes to Meis Mitzvah, similar to that of Krovim. And if this is not at all a Tzorach HaMeis, like what in the world are you doing? Just that hitzitz, leidim zachar and akeva. How in the world is that possible? So something which is fascinating, that you don't find this in the Rambam at all, that a Kohen is only Metam LeMeis, Letzorech HaMeis, Letzorech HaKvura. Why should that be? Why should we tell the Kohen, oh, go be Metam yourself, without any Tzorech? So what's fascinating in the Rambam Shita is that, isn't it obvious, that when it comes to Meis Mitzvah, by definition, by essence, the Matir is the Tzorach HaKvur. Is that really true when it comes to Tumas Krovim? That a Karov is allowed to metap with the Meis, the Tzorach HaKvur? That's not how the Rambam describes it. Well, what's another option? You know what the answer is? Incredible. Avelus. Wow. When it comes to a Karov, a Karov is an Avel. A karav is an avel. And a karav is matami lemeis. Could I argue that in some shape or form, you know what? That the kohen, who is a karav, who is matami lemeis, is a kiyum of avelus. It's a kiyum of avelus. Not related to meis mitzvah, where it is a tzorech hakvura. And they're worlds apart. The allowance that's driving a meis mitzvah is tzorech hakvura, and that which allows the kohen to matami lemeis is the kiyum of avelus. So one thing which is like stunning is, well, look at the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Lamed Zayin. The Rambam combines in a single mitzvah, unbelievable. No, the mitzvah of avelus, and as an offshoot of avelus, the fact that a kohen is matami lemeis. That's mafurish, no? The Rambam combines avelus and tumas kohenim. As why is that a single mitzvah? Why in the world is that a single mitzvah? But you see, according to it is, no? And that's where Rambam begins Hilchos Avel. You know what the mitzvah is? Lehis Avel al hakrovim. And then the Rambam continues and says, and you know what? That and the kohen is mitame umesal al krovim. The kohen is obligated to do that as well. You know, if you're a kohen gadol, I wouldn't say that. But if you're a kohen is obligated to be misabel, and therefore he's matami lemeis. You see, according to the Rambam Furish, it's part of the kiyum, the kiyum of avelos. That's something which is striking. And the Rambam writes in Beis Ches something incredible. That nafka mina daraisa. This person, there is a mitzvah of kvura to see to it. The person receives a kvura yisrael, but there's no avelos. For example, haruge bezdin. For example, ma'aben atzma ladas. Is there a kvura? Of course there's kvura. Is there avelos? There are no dini avelos. You have people where there are no dini avelos. So the Rambam writes, ein ha-koin metami lehem. Despite the fact that there's a din daraisa of kvura, the whole mitzvah daraisa of kvura is formulated in haruge bezdin. Now, don't think that this, because this person did such a terrible, terrible act, and he was put to death by Beis Din, you're going to say what? That person, right, has no tzelem elokim, and therefore he's not deserving of a kfura. No, that's kabra sikbarenu. That's kilos elokim talui. So I think in Hashkafa there are two parts of tzelem elokim. No, one is innate, one is inherent, and then there's another aspect of tzelem elokim. No, and the Mishnah Avos chav evav mishir v'tzelem. Rashi says, "Va'olav lasos ritzon kona." No, as Rashi writes, "Son Elokim." Okay, and this is how you have to lead your life. No, in other words, that Son Elokim is a mitzias and it's a machayim. No, it's a mitzias that, you know what? It's never paka. No, you can be one of the harugi bezdin, but kilos Elokim talui. No, it's a bizayon to not be kovar such a person because of the Son Elokim, and it's also a machayim. It means that, you know what? What do you do with that Son Elokim? It means, you know, a whole list. This is how you have to act. So the Rambam writes, you can have individuals with a chiyuv kvura, but there's no dini avelos, and a kohen is not matame for them. Wow, that's mafurish, no? That the kiyum is considered to be the avelos. And that's exactly then the Rambam shita, that avelos and tumas kohen is a single mitzvah. And that was the chiddush that I suggested, that, you know what, that even if you hold lali tamaz only rishus, but everybody, Rabbi Kim, Rabbi Shmuel, is going to have mitzvah l'mezayim. It's just a question, does that mitzvah have one element or two elements? Well, we assume halacha has two elements, avelos and the kohen being matami himself. According to Rabbi Shmuel, no, that second is rishus, but there is a mitzvah of avelos. So everybody's going to have that mitzvah, mina mitzvah, mitzvah, in mitzvah l'mezayim. Wow, that's an important chiddush. Why is this true? That part of the kiyum of avelos is Rosh expected this way. The kiyum avelos is the chilul kedushas kehuna. When a kohen is mechal his kedusha, that's a kiyum of avelos. You know what? You know, you're playing ball, and you know what? Someone hits the ball into the base hakvaros. You know? Good. So you know what? You're going to jump over the fence and retrieve the ball. Okay. You're going to go into the base hakvaros for any reason. No? Okay. So there's levaya. You also go to the base hakvaros. A kohen wouldn't dare go to Beis HaKoros. And all of a sudden, you see the kohen, no? You see the kohen at the Beis HaKoros. That's like, ooh, that's extraordinary. That there's a kohen who's in a Beis HaKoros. There's a kohen who's in a Beis HaKoros. So you know what you see from that? That this kohen is in the Beis HaKoros. If I wanted to be very dramatic, you know what I would say? You know what you see from this? You see how significant Avelos is. Because a Kohen who would never dare enter Beis HaKvaros, all of a sudden, he does so. Parsha after parsha of a Kedusha of a Kohen, and all of a sudden, the Tzorach Avelos, the Kohen is there. So you know who's so dramatic? That's exactly the Lashon HaRambam. In Perek Beis Lachava V'chas Avel, Kama Chamura Mitzvah Avelos. The Rambam says, realize how Chamura Avelos is. Sharei Nidcheslo Hatumim B'nei Krovov. You know, realize how chomer this is. That you have a person who would never, ever, and all of a sudden there he is. You know, like, that speaks volumes. To have a Yisrael, to have a Bas Kohen in the Beis HaKvaros, is not extraordinary. But to have a Kohen in the Beis HaKvaros, that's unusual. And that demonstrates Kama Chamura Mitzvah Saveilos. No? That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. That's the Lashon HaRambam. In other words, the fact that the Kohen is Mechal his Kedusha, that's the Kiyum of Avelos. That's a Kiyum of Avelos. Wow. So I'll tell you, there's a Rambam that is unbelievable, but this is Pshat, no? If you take a look at the Rambam in Beisva, let's assume, for example, the Torah says this. You know what? A Karov. You have to take Achrayas for a Karov, no? Who cares? No, you have to take Achrayas for a Karov. You know what? And if you're a Kohen, you have to take Achrayas for a Karov. So a Kohen is Matami the Mace. Let me ask you the following question. When you read this pasuk, no? Ki im l'shera karvela. How do you read the pasuk? Even the Kohen or only the Kohen? Even the Kohen or only the Kohen? A Kohen is mitame the mace. Rabbi Kiva says, you must be mitame the mace. A Kohen must be mitame the krovim. Must be mitame the krovim. So what does that mean? Does it mean only a Kohen or does it mean even a Kohen? Maybe, probably I would have said as a starting point, like even the Kohen, no? Even the, like, this is so chashuv. You know what? That this has to be taken care of. And you know what? And even if you're a Kohen who typically, this is off limits, even you have to do so yourself. Is there any possibility to say, only a Kohen? Only a Kohen? Wow. The mitzvah of being mitami, the krovim, only applies to the Kohen and none other. Guess what? That's what the Rambam writes. And that sounds so striking. The Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah of lo yitama. The Rambam's mefurish. Bameh dvaram amurim, perek beis alachadvav. Bameh dvaram amurim, bizacharim, shehuzra l'hatuma. That only applies to a male Kohen who is not allowed to be metame himself. Aval ha-Kohenes, let's say the sister, right? The guy's sister, a parent is Nifter. The son who's the Kohen must be metame lemeis. And what about his sister, the Kohenes? No. The Rambam writes, no. Aval ha-Kohenes, the Rambam writes, ho ve'inam u'shores al hatuma. Since the Bas Kohen, she's not included in this Sirach Tumas Kohanim. So therefore, Einam Mitzvah Tumas Krovim. She can say, I'm taking a pass. So the Kohen can't take a pass, and she has to take, she can take. That's so strange. Guess who screams? No. The Ravid, no. Really? The Kohenis, where it's problem-free, she can take a pass? And the Kohen, where it's fully problematic because of Tumas Kohanim, he must. That's so strange, no? The Kohen must, the Bas Kohen may. Yeah, that's Mefurish and Rambam. Yeah, that's the Chiddush. You know, we're not talking about that, you know what? The Tzorech HaKfur is Mati. The Tzorech HaKfur is Mati. The fact that a person is Mechalo, their Kedusha is a Kiyum of Avelos. And the Rambam's Chiddush, Bameh Dvaram Amurim, Shehuzra Al-Hatuma. If you're not Huzra Al-Hatuma, that's no Kiyum whatsoever. You know, you're going to enter the Beis HaKvaros, whatever, to retrieve a ball. That's not an indicator at all. The Kohen, who otherwise would not dare, and it's Mechal his Kedusha to do so, that Ein L'Chavelos G'dol Mizu. That a Kohen is Mechal his Kedusha. So the Rambam writes this stunning Chiddush, that the Kohen must and the Kohenes may. Wow. When it comes to a Meis Mitzvah, I wouldn't say that. Who has to take care of the Meis Mitzvah? I would say, a Kohen takes care of the mitzvah, and certainly an Am Kohen, no? Of course, imagine an non-Kohen takes a pass when it comes to Beis Mitzvah. He'll take the person aside and say, you can't take a pass, it's a Beis Mitzvah. You have no right to do that. The Kohen must, and Kal v'chomer, a non-Kohen must. No? In an Avelos, the Rambam writes a Kohen must, and everybody else, no. The Rambam understood fundamentally there's such a difference between Beis Mitzvah as opposed to Tumas Kohanim. L'gabe Krovim. Beis Mitzvah's the Tzorech HaKvura. That's even a Kohen can do so. Even an Azir can do so. When it comes to Tumas Krovim, it's only a Kohen. Only a Kohen. Because that's Kama Chamura Mitzvos Avelos. The Matir and the Chiyuv of Beis Mitzvah's Tzorech HaMeis. According to the Rambam, it's the... Oh, so of course it fits in very well. The Rambam is against our Tosfos. The Rambam writes that there's no requirement of Tzorech HaMeis for Krovim. For Krovim. For Meis Mitzvah, of course. If it's not the Tzorech HaMeis, it's not a Meis Mitzvah. But Krovim, Hechateisi. And if that's true, the Kim of Avelos is the Kohen is Mechal his Kedusha. That's true even if there is no Tzorech. That perhaps could be true even on Shabbos, where there is no Kfuras HaMeis on Shabbos. It's not the Kfuras HaMeis that is Docha. Vaharai, it wouldn't apply in a case of Harugi Bezdin. It wouldn't apply in a case of Mamanat Smoladas. No, that's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita, everything comes together. So what's the punchline? Rostovichik argued as follows. All of this is only true. Kama Chamura, Chilu Kedushas Kahuna, only a Kohen, not a Bas Kohen, if, Tumas Dechuya. If Tumas Dechuya. Let's assume, for example, you would argue as Rashi Shit. As Rashi Shit. There's no Isser. There's a Kohen being the time of the Krovim is like Yisrael going to the Beis HaKaros to get a bowl. There's no Isser. There's no Isser for Yisrael. And there's no Isser B'chei HaGavna when it comes to a Kohen. There's no Isser. There's no Isser. Meaning, there's no Isser, and it's not a Chilul Kedushas Kahuna, and it's not Kama Chamur Mitzvah Saveilos, and there's no difference between a Kohen and a Bas Kohen. No. That's exactly the point. That the Kiyum of Avelos is the Chilul Kedushas Kahuna, and that only is a Chilul Kedushas Kahuna if in principle there is an Isser where there's an override. The override demonstrates, Kama Chamura, isn't that how overrides work? Kama Chamura Mitzvahs Mila, that it's Doches HaShabbos. No, that's an override. You have to establish a hierarchy. That's the Rambam's Kama Chamura. If something is Hutra, there's never an Isser. There's never an Isser. Why is that considered to be Hutra in any shape or form? There was never an Isser in those cases. Well, why would you say like a Hovishtar Ishtari? So that's exactly the Rambam Shita when it comes to cases of Dechuya. And not coincidental, the Rambam never mentions any tzorech when it comes to the Kohen being Metami Lameis. No, that's a kiyum. That's a kiyum of. Take a look. Rav Soloveitchik wrote this in the Shemuzeh Rabamara, and the days of Tumas Kohen, with other rayas as well. It's a pretty incredible split that who says what's true of Beis Mitzvah is true when it comes to cases of Krovim and Enochinami against our sheet of Tosus, but our Tosus assumes now that the Tzorech HaMeis is Doche even in those cases as well. Okay. Start to talk about cases of Safek and Sveik. No. The Sigulator and Davtes. Our Mishnah tells us they ain't Choshishim. You don't have to be concerned that, you know what, an animal came a hold of Cain and all of a sudden dragged the Chametz. Is that really true? After all, isn't there a mission on the next daf, the Yudim Abayis? It tells us that, you know, that you're setting aside some chametz. Make sure yanichenu b'tzina. Make sure yanichenu b'tzina. You know, put it in a safeguarded place. Because if you're not going to do that, what do you mean? You're going to have to now engage in the bedikah again. So if you're setting aside certain chametz, whatever reason, I want to burn this chametz, I want to eat this chametz, so Yanichena Vitzina, clearly, Shloy Yitzarach B'dik Achra. Shloy B'dik Achra. No, so what do you mean? We just got through saying that in Choshishin. No? Isn't it clear that of course Choshishin? And that's why the Mishnah admonishes us, you know what? Be so careful with the chametz that you are setting aside. because we have to be concerned. Oh, no, no. So Rava has the following answer. Rava says, you know what choshishin means? Shema tito chulda bifaneinu. Bifaneinu. Vadai. Forget about choshishin. Be careful to put this chametz in a safe place, because you know what? You're just going to leave it out. You know what? Lo and behold, you're going to be sitting in the room and you're going to, the animal's going to come and take it. And then you know what? That's it. It's going to undermine everything that you did. Say no chinami. According to Rava, though, ain't choshishin. Ain't choshishin. But you still have to be concerned that shema tito bifaneinu. Rav Mari has another pasuk, another hechetim. So now, you know why in Chena Betzina? Because, right, every year you get the Shiloh? No? You know what? Those 10 pieces with those 9 pieces? No? All of a sudden, you know, what happened to the 10th? What happened to the 10th? No? It was hidden too well. No? So, Agzera, no? Shemiyan Echenu Eser Vimtzatesha. You know, that's a little softer than Rava. A little softer than Rava, no? Rava says, you have to be concerned if there's a Chulda who takes it Befaneinu. A Chulda who takes it Befaneinu. Rav Mari just writes, you know, you have to be concerned if there's any, like, disconnect. You're one off. There's any I didn't see any chulda whatsoever. But you know what? I remember I put aside this, and I see there's only that. So if there's this and a that, you know, of course, choshishin. Of course, choshishin. If you look in Chedushei Haran, the Chedushei Haran just writes, it's Zavra Pashut, their master Rav Mari, that, you know what? Lo nechluku. Lo nechluku. This is not a machlokes. Under normal circumstances, you don't have to be choshesh, but if there's a reyes, you have to be choshesh. One reyes is chulda b'faneinu. Another reyes is that, you know what, things don't quite match. I remember I designated this, and I only find that. Okay, okay. And if you look at the Ritzvah disagrees. The Ritzvah writes, he thinks that there is a significant machlokes. Not only is there a machlokes, but the Ritzvah writes, it's a machlokes rishonim harapaskin. Harapaskin. Ritz writes, number one, there's a machlokes. And he writes the following, that enachinami, that the Rif quotes Rava. The Rif quotes Rava. That means Rava, yes, and Rav Mari, no. And the Ritzvah quotes the Ramban, who quotes Rav Mari. Whoa, so number one, this is a machlokes. Number two, mamash machlokes lahalacha, because Rav Mari is machmir. Rava says, yes, there are times. But you know what? When do you have to worry about? That's the most blatant case, no? Natal chulda b'faneinu. Natal chulda b'faneinu. I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I see that happened. Natal chulda b'faneinu. Natal chulda b'faneinu. Okay, wow, that's like something unusual, no? Rav Mari says, we're not talking about a case where natal b'faneinu. We're just talking about a disconnect. That's not as obvious. A disconnect. You know what? The disconnect. So maybe, you know, one of the passersby, so I put aside like 10 nice Danish, you know, and someone ate one. No? Forget about a chulda. No, who takes it and runs. No, take it and run, you know. You leave out certain things on the counter, you're going to come back an hour later and, you know, there's a little less that's there. No? Rav Mari says, even such a case, you have to be chayish. You know? That it could be simply netilas sa'adam. That someone passerby went ahead and just took something and ate it. No? Even that, you have to be chayish. So the Ritzvah quotes the Ramban that realize Rav Mari's chashash is much greater than that of Rava. In Enachinami, if the Rambam paskins or the Rif paskins like Rav Shita, wow, like Rav Shita, okay, that's significant. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Taflam Adalid, the Machaber just writes both examples, you know. Sometimes you have to be choshish. B'med var mamurim, kishenatol b'faneinu, oh, shiniach eser, motzates. You know, like either Rav or Rav Mari, but the Ritzvah is the one who writes that realized that this is considered to be, right, a significant possible machlokas. To what extent really is there considered to be that chashash? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's found there in that siman, in Taf Lama Dalit, in the Kuntres Achron, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes the following, that not only is Rav Mari's case less blatant, but Shulchan Aruch HaRav suggests the following, that Yanichenu Betzina. Yanichenu Betzina. What does that mean? Safeguard. How you know, there are different levels of Shmira, no? There's a Shmira v'Shomer Socher, there's a Shmira v'Shomer Chinam. We had Dav Hey, you know? How careful do I have to be about the Shmira? How careful do I have to be? Yani Chena B'Tzina. So Shulchan Aruch writes the following. According to Rava, you don't have to do that much, no? If it will be out of reach of a Chulda, you're good to go. You only have to be concerned when not al chuda b'faneinu. So when I say, you know what, due diligence to make sure that doesn't happen. Okay, you know, that doesn't happen. You know, in a typical house, you know what that does? I mean, I'll close the door, you know? So no stray animal is going to run in and, okay. But the Shulchan Aruch writes, that's not true according to Rav Mari. Rav Mari means that yechina b'tzina means you have to safeguard in such a way that it's going to remain intact. It's going to remain intact. You know, so I'm going to put it on a high counter. So the chulda never comes to the high counter. Yeah, but that's not enough to see to it that it remains intact. You know, someone may come and take a piece. And now you're stuck. You have a 10 and a 9. So Shulchan Aruch Rav writes a fascinating chiddush. That Rav Mari not only is more machmir, but the hagdara of Yani Chena B'Tzina is a different one. You have to make sure that it's safeguarded in such a way that nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to, even Al Yedei Adam. Even Al Yedei Adam. Wow, that's like important. Important. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes the following. When you look in the Rambam only quotes Rav Mari. Only quotes Rav Mari. Yeah, because Mamash, Yesh Bechla Masayimana. Now, Rav is being very meko. So Rav Mari, who is being so machmir, that any shift in the status quo triggers Bedika. So why would you quote Rava? Not to chulda b'faneinu. Well, so amachlokes. And, ooh, we're going to paskin l'chumra like Rav Mari, the Rambam. And l'chumra means any disruption, any disturbance. Right? And the shmir has to be a shmir mulu. Well, that's like an important issue. I will tell you even a further possibility. When the Mishnah tells us, Yani chenu b'tzina. You know, this is like the contemporary jargon, no? You ask a rav for something. No? Is this a psak or is this an etza? No? Like, you know, people say that to me. I kind of stare at them. No, like, what exactly are you asking me? You know, like, is this a psak or is this an etza? If it's a psak, I guess I'm forced to listen. If it's an etza, there's no reason in the world I ever have to listen. No? So that's like the mindset. Yani chena b'tzina. Is this a psak or is this an etza? Is this a psak or is this an etza? That's like interesting, no? Rabbeinu David writes Mufurish, you know, Lahasio Eitza. Lahasio Eitza. The Mishnah is giving you good advice. You know what? When you go ahead and you have your chametz, store it carefully. Am I mechuyev to do so? You don't have to do it, but you know what? But if you're going to come back and you're going to see that there was any disruption, guess what? Go tell your wife, you know, recheck everything. Everything has to be done again, no? So, you know what? I'll give you an Eitzah Tova. No, don't put yourself in that situation. So, Mufurish Chiddush Rabbeinu David, that Yechina B'Tzina is L'Hasio Eitzah. L'Hasio Eitzah. You know, if you take a look in the Prima Gadim writes, in Tav Lamed Daled, maybe this is not an Eitzah at all. Maybe this is a Chova. Maybe this is an absolute Chova. You're Mechuyev to do so. And it's fascinating when you look at Prima Gadim points out. Well, what is the lashon of Rav Mari? Gzeira shem yaniach chesser v'yim tzitation. No, you know what gzeira sounds like? Gzeira sounds like this is what you must do because you know what? This is what could end up happening. No, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Rav also expresses Rav Mari, that this is a chiyuv. That a person has to safeguard because things happen and lefichach hitilu chachamim al kolish. Wow, it's like it's like fascinating. Rav Mari's language was gzeira, no? What exactly is the language of the Mishnah, right? Yani chena b'tzina kedei, you know? Maybe just dituk le'shonos, no? Kedei sounds like you should do this in order to avoid a headache, no? gzeira sounds, maybe that it's something which is really much more significant. But realize that there's much at stake in terms of the chshash of Rav as opposed to that Rav Mari. Rav Mari is any disruption whatsoever, even if it's not al yedei chulda, even if it could be al yedei adam. And the answer to that is you have to absolutely safeguard. And wow, the possibility that this is mamish gzeira, that you have to do this. It's not just simply, okay, you know what, so I'll take that chance. I'll take that chance. Now take a look in the Chedushim Ben David of Maschav Tzarech, where Chedushim Ben David is bothered by another point. Really, ad kedei kach, a person has to be chayish. And he writes this in the context of Rav Mari. Really, ad kedei kach, any disturbance whatsoever, then what do you mean? That, you know, a person goes ahead and has 10, and all of a sudden he goes back to the crime scene and there's 9. No? Okay, so, you know, maybe a person just took that last piece and ate it. Maybe this wasn't so dramatic that a chul to take it and ran with it in your house, and all of a sudden now you're stuck. Maybe this whole thing happened al yedei adam. And the imtim tziloma, and even if you're going to say, not to chulda, yeah, but we don't test them in Aleph, that emor achalte. Even in the worst case scenario, this wasn't a person who knows the story, and therefore if they take it, they're going to make sure it's not going to re-enter the house, they're going to take it, and they're going to eat it. No, we're talking about a chulda that, you know what, it was just taken. Yeah, but achalte, no, that's testament aleph. So, isn't it surprising, like, ad kedei kach, Rav Mari. Number one, maybe the netila was unconsciously al yedei. Right? Number two is, even if it's done al yedei cholda, but there's a very good chance that the cholda consumed what they had. And here we're going to say that, yes, choshishin. But choshishin is such a case. Isn't that so surprising? Shouldn't we consider this to be mamish a sveik sveika? You know? That's the kash of the Chedushim Ben David. And it's surprising that choshishin. It's surprising that the Chiyai Gavna would say, you know what, that choshishin. Maybe one indeed could argue, Enoch in Ami. Maybe there are 5 sveikos. But maybe still choshishin. Is it so obvious that even if it would be a sveika, that would mean birur is unnecessary? We discussed that a little bit, no? Is it so obvious that b'makam sveika in Sarach Levarim? But that's the assumption of Rabbeinu David. Really, choshishin. Maybe it was taken al yedei adam, where you don't even get into this whole situation. And even if you say it wasn't deliberately taken by a person who's aware that, you know what, you can't just allow to enter the house, but achalte. So why in the world would Rav Mari, who is the machmir, go so far? Why exactly is that true? Oh, so the fascinating teretz that Ben Adava gives is that, what do you mean? This is not a sveika. This is not a sveika. Sveika. Sveika means that, you know what, the safek hasheni, Rabbi Nadavid writes, is mitoch hasafek harishon. Whatever that means, we'll see. No? Here, it just means, you know, there are just different possibilities. I have to be concerned the chametz, right, is in the house. Or I don't have to be concerned, because maybe the chametz is out of the house. You know what? So, yeah, you know, there are many possibilities to be able to say that the chametz is out of the house. Maybe one is the person took it and ate it. Maybe the other is, no, it wasn't taken by a person who's aware of the chumra of Bar Yonah Bar Matzeh. But achalte, that's a sveik sveika. You know, there are different scenarios. There are different examples of where the chametz is no longer in your house, but are different examples enough to argue that al-pidin, this reduces the safek to sveik sveika, and therefore einot tzarech levarer. That's a very heavy issue. We'll have to talk about that. No? Because that already, you know, is the Tosas and Ksuvas and Davtes. For Tosas writes, you know what? That you cannot have a Sfeik Sfeik O Mishem Echad. In order to label something as a Sfeik Sfeik, to the extent that we say that, you know what, Birur is unnecessary, it doesn't mean maybe this, maybe that, maybe that. It doesn't just mean random examples. Somehow you have to demonstrate like different Hagdaros. It has to be Shtei Shemos. It can't be Shem Echad. That's exactly what the Chiddush Medavid here writes. If there are many reasons that you could argue that the Chametz is not on your property, well, one is because it was taken by a person who's meticulous. Another is an animal took it, who could care less, but the animal probably ate it because the animal took it because he was hungry. That's called a Sveik Sveika. Yeah, those are just different examples of scenarios to argue it is or is not a legitimate concern that maybe the Chametz now is in your house. Right, so this is what we'll have to discuss. Now, this concept, what constitutes a Sveik Sveika? Right, that'll be very relevant to Testament Bays. And if something indeed is a Sveik Sveika, does that mean I'm good to go? Or does it mean, maybe push comes to shove, we're going to paskin differently in Sveik Sveika, but that's not going to tell you, don't worry, ain't Sarech Levarer, ain't Sarech Levarer. Or maybe one could argue, maybe what's true of Sveik Sveika b'chol Torah Kula is not necessarily true of B'dikas Chametz. Because maybe the whole nature of B'dikas Chametz is a mitzvah, which is mutela saleinu, levare sasaf. Is that what bedika is? No? I can't just simply say suffik. No. The whole need for tashbisu and bedika means that maybe b'chol Torah Kula, what would have been a suffik that I don't have to consider, that's exactly the chiyuv of tashbisu. Birur b'makom suffik, not birur b'makom vada. Right, so we'll pick up Testament Days, take a look at Chiddush and David, and I'll give you more comments in the Ksuvas Davtes, right? The Tosus about what exactly is the meaning of a suffik, a sfeik sfeika, and how the Avdar will apply here as well.